The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Wow. Big day here. We got lots going on in astrology, energy. We're going to work with the angels today on some insights on how to make the most of this, because there's definitely change in the air. So what we're going to talk about today is this age of Aquarius. Pretty much here. We had a little taste of it back in March. That's my co-host, Emmy, if you're hearing the dog. I don't know who she's giving a hard time to, but she's not letting up. But we're also going to talk about a little bit of a forecast here for 2021, what we could expect with energies. We're also going to do Jupiter and the Saturn, the Great Conjunction, which is coming on December 21st. That's a big one, probably one of the biggest highlights of the year, actually of centuries. Every 20 years, these two align and come close, but this particular one is being called the Christmas star or the Bethlehem star because of the way they're coming in close and near Christmas time. It's sort of a nickname. It's not really a star. It's these two planets coming very, very close. You're going to want to look in your skies. From what I understand, it's a southwest low sky where you might be able to see it. And right after sunset, like in that first hour after sunset. So look in the sky for this. This is a very rare treat if we can see this. You can actually film it. If you go over to NASA, they have some information on how you can film it with your phone or a DSLR camera, or however you can do it. You can actually get pictures of this. But this has got energy with it too. Lots of energy. And we're going to talk about that today. So look for that star. Apparently, I've seen different reports. Every 20 years, they come close to each other. But there's the way they're coming close this time in this particular alignment for this year. How interesting to wrap up 2020 before we go into 2021. So we just have big things going on. Also, I've seen where it hasn't aligned like this in 800 years. There's a rare with the solstice and everything. I've also seen maybe several hundred years. And from what I understand, it'll do this again in 2080. And then it won't happen again until like 2400. So don't miss out seeing this amazing, significant energy and symbol in the sky that Saturn and Jupiter are bringing to us. So we're going to talk about, well, what is that when those two energies come together? Remember, Saturn is the Lord of Karma and is very serious, wants you to get it together because it's time to reap whatever we have sown, positive and negative, if you think about it. But we want to focus on that positive. Also, Jupiter is the planet of expansion, opportunity, going beyond, seeing the bigger picture, you know, just reaching further than you did before. Those two coming together is going to be interesting energy moving into 2021. It's also setting the pace for the entire year of 2021. So this is the kickoff for 2021, really, this energy that's coming in on the 21st of December. It's coming in Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. What is that? Aquarius energy is the water bearer. It also brings innovative ideas, we'll probably see a lot in technology happen with this moving into this energy. We will see a lot of innovative, creative inventions, everything new, just a whole new everything being different. Honestly, I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it's time to refresh, reboot, and live in a higher dimension and frequency myself. Creativity wakes up in this kind of energy as well. It's also an energy that's about a sense of community. And here's the point I want you to hear. It's a sense of community, group related. I know after this year, it feels like we haven't been so group related. We've learned what we've needed to learn in this energy being apart, but also moving into a group community mind, you're also not going to lose who you are in the process. When you take it to the next level and level up in spirituality and your ascension and your frequency, it's group related, humanitarianism is in there, but you're still you. You don't lose yourself. You don't sacrifice yourself to be a part of that. I know you guys relate to that. I know you can hear that. That's the big one here. So it's going into that. So I wanted to give you a little taste of that because that's a big deal, huge deal. I want to welcome everyone. I know we've been in and out, not every week. And I did want to say, hang in there, guys, because it's just an interesting time. But we are here today, but we're going to work with this. And then we will take a 2-week break for the holiday. We will be back in January with a live show after today. In January, we're going to start working on the month-to-month with the angels that we always do. So I wanted to put this out because for the next couple of weeks, this is a really big show that you're going to want to take notes, re-listen to it, archive it, whatever, share it with somebody that could help. We're working very hard to build my learning center over at my website. So keep your eyes on that because lots of things are coming. As we move into the new year, I'm looking forward to that. And just, we've been going through the computer updates just like everybody else has. So, hang in there. But guys, it may have felt like such a dark, defeating year, but you're still here. You're still here. You've been through it. You've done it. You know how much strength you have now. I mean, think about it. Last Christmas, We didn't even feel it yet here in the States. And now we've been living this whole year with all these unexpected changes. If you weren't very good at change, we've learned how to adapt this year. Flexibility, you will still want that in 2021. So we're going to go into how this works, okay? I want to say hi to everyone that's joining us over in the YouTube live chat. We got a nice little group over there. It's great to see you guys over there. And I am going to be very busy putting this information out today because this is good stuff. We are also looking at what insights angels have. One of the biggest things, are you guys hearing me okay over there? Let me check. I'm getting a heads up that there might be something going on. Just making sure everyone can hear me. I think they can. It looks like they are. They seem like they're responding that way, but let's just check. No, it should be going. Okay. All right. Just taking a moment before we go anywhere to make sure we're good. I'm going to keep going. Okay. We're recording this if there's any glitches and then we can re-upload if there is a problem. Yay. There's a lot of electromagnetic field energy affecting things with technology as well recently. So we just take that in stride when we're working with energy, but we're going to do this. So I'm asking angels to help us put this communication out there clearly, precise, and to get it to whoever needs to hear it. I just want it to be there for everyone. Okay, so let's start this. Now, with 2021 coming up here in the next couple of weeks, it's filled, and I mean filled with positive, new energy, opportunity. I like that a lot. There's a lot of energy, positive energy going in that way, and I really, really love that. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we are back. We're talking about the age of Aquarius. And what is the age of Aquarius? It brings innovation, creative ideas. It brings possibility. It brings humanitarianism. It brings a sense of community. That sense of community, it moving into 2021, is very big. I'm using a different mic, so it might sound a little weird if I get away from it. I'm trying to stay here. Okay. Here's the thing. I do use both mics. One of them went out. That's what happened. So what we want to do here with a sense of community moving into 2021 is we don't want to lose who we discovered about ourselves this last past year with 2020. 2020 was a crazy year, right? We've learned how to flex. We've learned how to deal with change. We've learned how to deal with the isolations. We've learned a lot. And it brought us to be with ourselves to work that out. So take what you've learned. Don't worry about if you haven't got all of it figured out. But moving forward into 2021 with a positive, that's rolling in on December 21st with the Great Conjunction. We're going to start with that. Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is a big deal. It's this year, it's very rare. It's known as the Christmas star or Bethlehem star because the planets are coming so close that in the sky, you'll be able to visually see it with your eye. If you go to NASA, they can show you how to record it on your phone, take a picture, or using a regular camera, whatever. They have some tips in there so you can capture this. One of the things I saw was look into the southwest sky. This is December 21st, guys. The southwest sky, the hour after sunset. Within that hour after sunset will be the best visual of it because it before it goes over the horizon. And it's not really a star. It's just titled that because it's so close to the Christmas season, Christmas Day. But it's the planets being so close together, it's going to just look like a massive, amazing star in the sky. Hopefully weather conditions will permit you to see it. But now that's how you can physically see this symbol. But Jupiter and Saturn have powerful energies that we're going to talk about today with the Great Conjunction. That Jupiter energy is expansive. You see the bigger picture. You reach further than you did before. That's good. We need that with innovative inventions, new technology, new everything, you know, coming our way, things changing. This is a whole new world we're living in. Creativity, very important. These energies help us find all those better ways to do everything. So we want to look at it that way. If you looked at how can I use this energy personally, then you're part of the contribution to the community, to everything going on here. So that is fascinating in itself. Okay. Saturn energy is the Lord of Karma. Okay. You reap in what you sow. And it's a very serious planet. Like, yeah, it's time to reap all the seeds you've planted in a positive way. Think about what I'm saying. As soon as I say the Lord of Karma, people go, oh no. Well, what seeds have you planted? It's time to reap what we've sown, so to speak. So don't freak out if everything hasn't been perfect for you. You keep going and you move toward that. So all this year, you've had that intention. You've had that work you've put in place to just be where you are today and right now. So we don't have time to, I don't know how to say this. It seems a little harsh to say cry over spilt milk, but at the same time, it is a little bit like that, where we don't want to keep going over and over and over the old and punishing ourselves for choices we made in the past, because this is where the slate clears and we start moving forward. So between Saturn and Jupiter working together this closely in the age or sign of Aquarius with the energy that I talked about, with the innovation, creative sense of community, humanitarianism, we have a whole new world we're embarking on. And when this happens on December 21st, and you could probably start feeling, I feel like I am a little bit, you can start looking for it a few days before. Like I would start looking, we're going to start looking for it now so we can get a good eye where to look on the 21st in the sky. But if you were to think out of the box just a little bit more or allow yourself to do that, this is how we're going to find a way to get whatever we need to do accomplished. We're going to get it done. We're doing it. And you want to give yourself some honor and respect of how far you've come in the last year, because everybody has. We've had a lot going on. I'm excited about this energy. I'm excited to see what we're all going to accomplish. I mean, it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to keep going, guys, because we lost so much time at the beginning with the audio. That was interesting. So here, when we go into this, so let me start working with this. So that's how it starts. It starts on the 21st. But now we're going to look at some of these highlights of 2021 today. In January, we will be back in 2 weeks, by the way, after this for the holiday. In January, we will be back and we will start doing those monthly for each month. So this is an overview of the whole year. So in numerology, let's start with that. Numerology, 2021 is a number 5 year. What's that mean? 5 is change, something new, but it also is a creative number. It's an adventure number. It's a number of freedom. It represents you know, working in harmony with all the natural elements, okay? Like we have, if you were looking at the elements, that's earth, air, wind, fire, water, spirit, you're working in unity with them. So there's a lot of positive energy here. There's also an energy associated with birthing something new. So that would be more of a feminine energy power. Whether you're male or female, that's not what I'm talking about. It's about you creative. Creative energy is creating something brand new. So that's why it's associated that way. It's a very, if we looked at it in that way, it's a very productive year to plant seeds. You haven't already planted it, plant some more. We're starting in something new. I'm getting excited talking about it. Then we watch them grow. We nurture them. That's feminine energy, see? So it doesn't matter who you are. It's just time. It's time for us to live this new. We've been waiting. You know, everybody on the spiritual waking path, we've been waiting for this. We feel like we've been through all those bowels of pain and bowls of pain. They feel like bowels, but bowls of pain. We've suffered, we've lost, we've let it go, we've healed, we've picked ourselves back up, we've brushed ourselves off, and we keep going and we keep trotting forward. I want you to be so feeling good about where you are right now, regardless of whether you even know which direction you're going. This energy, like I said, is about, you know what, wherever I ended up landing, I'm going to figure it out. That's what you want to believe in. It's going to take some positive energy to do that. And sometimes we don't feel so positive, but infusing it and having that intention to do it, this energy will support us. When I asked the angels about this in particular, I just felt such a support from them. And, you know, if you could visualize them all standing around you, it looked like 12, 15, 20 angels, quite a few angels, just a group. It was group, like the community group, and everyone was smiling. All of them were smiling back and they're excited for us. And that felt good. So I'm sharing that with you. You may be having some dreams that feel like death and rebirth. It's symbolic. It's metaphoric. It's about you're finalizing, you're wrapping it up. That's what this December month is. We're wrapping it up and moving on. So It's a fascinating year, okay? It's a fascinating year, something we've been looking forward to. Now, if we keep going, so let me get to some of the things that are happening. So when that December 21st happens, when you're working with that energy, with that conjunction, take some time to meditate with it, think about it, ask yourself some questions, journal the answers or the thoughts that are coming through. It will really help you find some clarity moving forward. I really wanted to put that out there for you. Now, if you remember back, here we go. I'm trying to get to this. Oh, hang on a second. All right, here's some dates. So there's some retrogrades. So we have retrograde and air signs for December or 2021. A lot of the retrogrades were in water signs before, but in 2021, all these Mercury retrogrades will be in an air sign. That's a different type of energy. Air signs are Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, and they rule thought processes, the mental, communication, obviously. So if you have Mercury retrogrades and air signs, what does that mean? We're looking at different dimensions of our minds and thoughts. You see, we're going to be exploring better ways and innovative ways to move forward with things. You're going to find new ways to think about everything. I thought that was very intriguing. So I asked Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, about that specifically. That's an angel of communication. They all communicate messages, but that one's more communication. And I said, what do we do with that? It's also the angel of creative inventions, artistry, just design, you know, just brand new, building something new out of nothing, really. And I loved it. Our minds need to expand. Our minds are with the Jupiter energy. We need to move through past everything that was just so familiar and that we knew. We're going to be exploring some new horizons that we just never thought were possible in our own perspectives, and then we'll see it as a group. And I thought that was fascinating. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think that'll be very interesting. So all air signs for Mercury retrograde. So it's all going to be about that. Every time there's a retrograde, you have several a year. So the dates for that on retrogrades in 2021 are January 30th through February 20. If you want to write these down or put them in your calendar, May 29 through June 22. And then September 26 to October 18. So that's those. That's the retrogrades all in air sign. Now, it's also, I'm not sure if you heard this part before we got the audio fixed communication. Thank you, Gabriel. It's a number 5 year in numerology. Number 5 is all about freedom, creativity, you know, change, new, innovative. So it's an interesting year to have that number. So that's all supporting all what we're talking about. Now, we also have one of the major events in 2021 is Saturn square Uranus. Now, I am moving fast, so I can try to get as much of this in as possible. That's a major one for 2021. And, you know, whenever the planet Uranus is involved, there is energy that adds that unpredictability. You know, it's a level of, I'm not sure what's going on or what to expect. It does bring surprises, unexpected surprises. Sometimes they're shocking surprises. Don't go negative on your thinking with that. Think about, it's also an awakening. Wow, I never saw that before. Okay, that was an unexpected surprise. I want you to go there with it. That's what I'm saying to you. That energy is there. Uranus makes things feel a little, you know, we feel a little rebellious or restless, or you know, you should see something innovative with that energy. Change in everything. Group, collective, how things are run out in our societies, all kinds of stuff's going to shift. It's a planet of freedom, revolution, change. It's change. So, you know, 2021 is, we're still going to see a lot of changes, which you might still feel like you're adjusting to. But I want you to feel and think about the perspectives of the glass half full. Like, what's the positive aspect? Where's my optimism? That's where Jupiter energy will help you, because all that stuff that's starting on 2021 with that great conjunction that I was telling you about, it's setting the entire pace for the whole year of 2021. Okay. So that energy will be there. You know, Saturn is all about tradition and, you know, responsibility and boundaries. And, you know, and so you've got this freedom and you've got this other energy going on. So if Uranus with Saturn, they can be like, wait, where's tradition? Saturn's all about that tradition and responsibility and boundaries. And then Uranus is like, you know, I feel restless and I want to get out and I want revolution. So you're going to see that a little bit like that, them sparring a little bit with that. But that's so things can be born out of that. That's so life can change where it needs to change. And you might feel that or see that. Don't get caught up in, oh, no, oh, no. Think about, you know, supporting it in a better way, because this really is an energy of we need to find a better way to do everything. This alignment also, it puts a focus on our environment. Are we taking care of it? Do we need to treat and respect Earth better? Okay, it will bring all of that to our attention. Well, we have been needing to do that anyway. So think about it that way. Now, Uranus and Saturn are going to form this energy in alignment. They're going to do that 3 times in 2021. And those dates are February 17, June 14, and December 24. I know. So we also have some Neptune square and lunar nodes there. That's all astrology talk, but let me explain that. Neptune is a spiritual planet. You feel more heightened if you're with intuition, connection with higher realms and dimensions like angels and your spirit guides. Things like that are what you feel with Neptune energy. You might start to feel this when we get in that last week of December 2020, but it kicks into gear very strong January and February. So you'll be feeling that first of the year. And Neptune aligning with this lunar mode node is you'll be able to see through. There's going to be illusion to learn how to see through illusions or deceptions to see clearly. You're going to see clearly. That's going to be working with intuition so you can see it. No more smoke screens and, you know, fog and unclarity. We're going to learn how to trust our intuition. We're going to be relying on our intuition and our inner knowing to lead and guide us. So this is a good time to be working on it. Yeah, and I'm planning to put quite a bit in there so we can all work on that together over on my site. So I got a huge list of stuff I want to get out there. It's been busy. Now, this energy is going to help us to just see through the dark, through what's real and what's not. Okay? What's really going on here? You know, it's going to help you find that clarity. That's important. That's so important. So in that time frame, January and February, with this Neptune energy there, pay attention to deeper truths that are coming from within you. They should be revealed at this time. Don't be afraid to see what it is. Don't be afraid to go face to face with it and go, okay, what do I really need to know here? Some of it might not be what we want to know. Some of it may be. I don't know that. I know that this energy will help us see clearly so we can make decisions moving forward. This is big, whether it's decisions for you personally, in your workspace, in your families, your relationship, whatever that is, but also as a group, like how can we make things better for all of us? It's a... So if you were looking at, now we're going to move on. We got some eclipses in the year. And like I said, starting in January, I'll go month to month detailed on the shows, what to expect in there. We have some eclipses. We have quite a few. From what I understand, there's 6 eclipses. Now we had that in 2020. We had 6. Now in 2021, there's 4. So we had 6 this year. And you know, eclipses intensify the energy of everything, of what that lunar cycle is. So we have 4, but they're a little more powerful for purging and cleansing. So it's not 6, we have 4, but they have like gained strength. So this is good. But if you're not aware of that, it could cause you to have, you know, you want to be careful of like short-temperedness or just outlashing and not understanding what you're feeling. So that's why I want to bring them up. It's important. They're not to be afraid of. They can actually help us in a huge way. So with that, I'm going to give you some dates on that. Those dates for the eclipses are May 26th. That's a blood moon eclipse in Sagittarius. That one is also linked to the Sagittarius solar eclipse that was on December 14, just what, 2 days, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. June 10, we have a solar eclipse in Gemini. And that one was linked to the Gemini lunar eclipse that was on November 30th of 2020. These are interesting things. So when we hit those dates, you look back at if they're linked, because they go that long. They're like 1, and then there's a 6 months energy and then it shifts, like that kind of thing. And I'll explain that as we go into the next year. But November 19th is another one. That one is going to be a lunar eclipse in Taurus. And that's going to be the first eclipse in Taurus since 2014. So that will also bring a new cycle that will start to unfold at that time. And that's toward the end of 2021, December 4th. Is a total solar eclipse in Sagittarius. And that eclipse closes that Gemini Sagittarius eclipse cycle that we've been working on since May of 2020. Okay. That one's going to happen December 20, December 4th of 2021. So that points to closure of since May of this year, all of that time, what you've been working on. So you want to keep track of that. I would definitely keep track of that. So we have another interesting one here, Jupiter. Again, I love the planet energy of, I love the energy of the planet Jupiter because I like expansion and finding new things to explore. This Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter races kind of running, going quickly through Aquarius. Then it goes into Pisces on May 13th of 2021. And it'll stay in Pisces. It doesn't stay long. It's very short. It's only going to be there till July 28th of 2021. And then it goes back into Aquarius again. And it'll stay in the Aquarius until December 31st. But Pisces is a very different energy, okay? Pisces is a different energy for Jupiter to go into. Pisces is a very spiritual connected planet, spiritual awakening, intuition again, shift movement. There's a flow and a flux of energy that works. And I found that one interesting because Jupiter in Pisces is a mystical type of energy that you'll feel, very creative and spiritual based. So that one will be one to find some interesting outcomes in. Imagination can soar, but when your imagination wakes up, it's creative energy. And it can reach beyond anything you thought before because it's Jupiter expansion. So I like that. It's easier to unlock psychic abilities if you've been trying to work with that under that energy. So Pisces energy is very much about that spiritual side of us, but also that creative side. It's a fluxing, moving energy. But in Jupiter, now you can imagine if it's moving like that, and then it has that expansion of Jupiter, whoa, the sky's the limit on what we can achieve with that. I think that's interesting. Another thing that we have in, let's see what timeline we have. I'm trying to move through. I want to get all this out to you. Another timeline we have is Venus and Mars will be in a conjunction. That happens like every 2 years or so. So that brings magical energy together anyway. Venus and Mars, that's pretty powerful energy anyway. They align on July 13. Now, that's like your feminine energy and your male energies within you are actually going to come together and work together, okay? It's going to be productive. It's going to be proactive, but it's going to have that nurturing side to it. So it's very powerful energy to work with. We have that Lion's Gate, the 8-8 energy, and that's a new moon, and that's usually in August. So that's always August 8. So that's always a special time of year in astrology. That's the spiritual sun. That one is coming through. It brings a Leo new moon. And that's a great energy for manifesting and light work. So honestly, as I go through this entire year, I feel better and better every time I get to another one. So that's why I want to make sure you hear it all, because this is just great stuff. We have a lot to look forward to. There's a lot of energy that's going to really help us put those intentions out in different ways. Venus retrograde. Now, Venus will enter a retrograde on December 19th of 2021 in the sign of Capricorn. That's where you're going to want to think back about what was unfolding around the Venus retrograde on May 2020. So if you have notes or you know what was going on then, that'll help you with that one. This won't happen until December 19, a year from now, 2021. And that's where you'll find you're leveling up and advancing in whatever you got going on that stirs. So whatever theme that was for you then in May of 2020, you're going to see some things. You're going to see some growth. I feel like that's a good time to practice healing, awakening, forgiveness, clearing out all those deeper wounds of the heart. So that's going to be good. 2021 brings a lot of energy for change and shift, It might feel like unexpected at times. It might feel bumpy at times, but this is a very, very productive year coming our way. So we aren't going to be slowing down anytime soon as far as new, innovative, creative energy. I'm actually looking forward to it because for a lot of us, we've probably felt that we've just been a bit stuck. This energy is really going to expand your mind. You're going to feel like you can come out of that comfort zone and really try new things. So I love that. I love, love, love that. That's a quick overview. I know it's a quick overview. I have a few minutes. So let me go over here and see what's going on in chat. You guys, it's great to see you. Hello to everyone. I'm going through quickly. And I know we lost all that time at the beginning. So I went quickly to get that out for you. Let me see if I see anything. Okay. Audio. Okay. Here we go. You guys are just happy new year. Hello. Lots of great stuff. Let's see. Karina is asking, I wanted to ask Angels if they have any advice for my spouse and his job interview Friday. Well, to be honest, because we don't go anywhere without permission on another adult or someone else. I can put it out there and ask. And what I'm going to ask is that something be revealed to the two of you or him about that on Friday. But because he's not here asking me that, it's more of a respect for his privacy. So I don't do that. That's just something that I feel is important that I honor and respect because I can't do something against somebody that didn't want to ask for that. But what I'm going to put it out there to come to you guys privately. I know that sounds like a strange answer, but that's just me being honest about how I do readings. If it was about your job interview and you were asking me about yourself, then, you know, that's different. So that's just something important that I do to respect people's privacy. I've been asked about that a lot. Like sometimes I'll be asked, you know, to give some sort of reading on someone in a public eye. And they didn't ask me, so I won't do that. I'm sure maybe somebody else will, but that's why I'm answering you that way. So I thank you for understanding that. What I also want you guys to do is I want you to think about what you can really write down and organize. Now, if you did not write down some of the dates I was talking about today, be sure you do. Write them down. Go back and listen and grab those dates. So you can have them like in your calendar. I like to put them in my calendar and go, oh, it's the retrograde's coming up. Okay, it's one of those days. I like to do that so I have it, so I know, and then it refreshes you. When we get into the next year, we're taking this 2-week break. When we get into next year, we're going to start off the 1st of January with the angel insights and the messages where we can get into the individual messages a lot more. On the show in the month of January. We do that once a month. This year was just so different. This whole thing was different that we did this time, but it's just time to do everything different. I'm trying to work on doing everything different here too. But these are such important times. So don't forget about journaling, taking some notes, paying attention to what you're seeing. It'll also help you with how your intuition is speaking to you. Your intuition can really bring some insight on deeper levels. If you feel that you feel weighed down, you're heavy-hearted, you're feeling discouraged, I want you to stop and take a moment with a deep breath and know that when you bring that breath in, you have that intention, and I'm sending it to you right now, have that intention to just be filled with divine love. Filled with love. Know the angels are supporting you. You have spirit guides that support you as well. You have your higher self that is a fantastic support. 2021 is going to help us connect with that higher self, that part of us that's really who we are a lot more. We're going to have that Jupiter energy that will help us expand and come out of that comfort zone and not be afraid. We're going to have that Lord of Karma Saturn energy that it's like, okay, it's time to wrap this up and move on. Saturn also has that traditional thing, you know, that feeling of sternness. And it's the stern teacher. It's known as the stern teacher, as the Lord of Karma or whatever. But it's karma is not always like, oh no, it's a positive too. If you've been putting those intentions out there, it's time for that reward to come back. Are you letting it come back? That's what I want to say to you. Are you allowing it to come back? When we look at Age of Aquarius has that energy of community, a sense of community. But when you start to feel like you want to be a part of the community, or you want to go back to it, or however that's working for you, don't lose who you are and what you've found within yourself. One of the biggest lessons we can have. So that's a tendency to not go back into the way it was. It's interesting energy here. You don't want to go back and try to do everything the way you used to do it. You want to work on doing it differently, because that's where we are right now. This is a powerful energy that will take us moving forward. We have so much to look forward to. Don't be afraid of new inventions. I mean, seek them out. They may or may not be for you. You want to listen to your intuition on that. Some will be yay, but sometimes we have to have an open mind to look at the whole picture, the bigger picture, then you can make a decision for yourself. Sometimes things might be right for one and not for another, because we're individuals, but we are also part of one big community as humanity. We're going to really feel that a little bit more in 2021. We won't feel as disconnected, but we will feel the individual strength that we have learned and grown through the challenges that we've had in the last year, the last several years. It's wrapping up because we're moving into that new cycle. I really like that energy for all of us. I feel like I've been waiting for this forever and it's finally here, and you get I feel excited about it. And at the same time, I'm excited, and I'm ready to just go. And at the same time, that balance of Jupiter and Saturn energy, it's like, hang on, Jupiter's going to let you just go all the way out there on the edge of the limb. But let's have some sensibility about it. Let's just, you know, look at this clearly. So it's going to be be grounded. You don't want to be carelessly moving into anything, but you also want to explore it, and you don't want to be afraid to explore it. I am looking forward to everyone having a sense of that this year, where they can find better ways to live their lives, find better ways to earn a living, find better ways to heal their relationships, to heal themselves, to have healthier diets, to have healthier lifestyles, for us to honor and respect the planet, because honestly, I truly believe we have everything here that we need, but we have to honor and respect that it's there. A good example of that is dandelions. Dandelions are very medicinal, but a lot of people go out and it's considered a weed, and they pull it up and get rid of it or spray something on it and destroy it. It's actually a medicinal plant. Milk thistle is one of those too. A lot of our, what we would call weeds, are actually very medicinal plants. I know. So that's another way of seeing the world differently. I mean, how can you respect and see things from a different perspective? You'll have these opportunities. It's all there. It's actually going to be an amazing year for shift and change. I don't know what happened to my audio this time. I have no idea what happened. We had major updates to the computers. I just want you guys to know, I'm sorry about my apologies about the first part of the show. But we went back and I started over, so you didn't miss anything. It's just going to be a shorter show. I know. So how much can you look forward to? I would love to see some of you guys put that out there. We've only got a couple of minutes before we're out of here. But how much in different parts of your life are you jotting down and you're getting organized? And what are you ready to accomplish in 2021? You know, that New Year's resolution thing. It's more December 21st. I highly recommend doing it now and being ready for December 21st. That's really the kickoff for all of 2021. But what is your goals? What are your goals on what you want to achieve in 2021? Is it to get healthier? Is it to have more fitness? Is it to eat better? Is it to start a new project? Is it to finish a project? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? I really want to leave you thinking about that as we move into the new year. So in the next couple of weeks, you'll have this opportunity, and it'll start on December 21st. Don't worry if you don't start it then, but I would. Why not? Why waste time? I would go ahead and get lined up. I've already started thinking about some things. And what do you want to achieve? What do you want to do? What do you want to feel good about? What do you want to leave? How do you want to leave your mark in the world? And I'm saying that not that you're going to leave your mark and pass on. I mean, what do you want to be known for that you accomplished? And it doesn't mean famous or what other people see in you. What do you want to know that you did for yourself in 2021 that makes you a better part of this place called Earth, humanity, this community that's a global community that is a gift to be here and experience in such a historic time? I mean, what do you want to achieve? Where are your thoughts? Is it just to, maybe you're already there. Maybe you feel good about where you are and you just want to keep going with what you're doing and improve on it. What if it's something completely in a different direction? Good energy to do that too. I want to leave you also with a message from the angels. I'm just getting this from Michael. Michael, okay, let me put this out there because it kind of interrupted what I was saying, but he wants to put this out there. So Michael is the angel of protection, fear. Like, you don't want to be fear. It's a fearless angel, the protector, clearing energies and toxic energies. He's wanting me to put that reminder out there. Anytime you need to clear heavy thinking or deeper thinking that's bringing you down, ask him to lift you up to see the other perspective. He said it just like that, so I'm putting it out there. He also said, don't hesitate if you have to do it several times a day, if you have to do it daily. Because what you want to do right now with manifesting, because manifesting is going to be big. It's been growing. Manifesting is going to happen faster. If you're wanting to manifest different things, we got to focus on that. So if you feel that you're being pulled in a distraction or getting sidelined from what you really want to be manifesting, bring yourself back, ask him to help you, lift you up, and then bring yourself right back. Sometimes we have to repeat it a lot. But he said, I am there all the time for you to do that. And I will be right there. I don't hesitate to ask. He's asking me to remind everybody of that. He reminds me of that at times too. And I just want to say thank you to all of the angels for everything that they give us. I want to say thank you to all of you. I want to wish everyone a beautiful and safe and healthy holiday and new year. And I want everyone to look forward to this new 2021 year. Enjoy the last couple of weeks we have in December. I will be back in January after a 2-week holiday live. And we are, keep an eye on my Learning Center at the website if you want to get on the newsletter so you'll know when new things come out. I know I've been saying that for several months because it's in the works. So we've got quite a bit I'm going to be putting out there for you guys to really help all of us just move through this new year. We have a lot to look forward to, and I am very grateful and appreciative of all of you. And we're going to be starting season 11 in January. That's right, season 11. Love you so much, and I will see you next year on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.